Well, no way around it. Just some cruddy news, really. Jamestown football, the UJ football, that is. Jimmy's had to postpone their first couple of games, COVID-19 related. And of course, it would be COVID-19. What else would it be during this 2020 calendar year? Now joined by Jimmy's head coach, Brian Mistro. Coach, I'm sure it's been just a whirlwind for you the last couple of weeks. How's it been for you?
whirlwind would be a great word to use in the light of what's going on. But, you know, again, it's you kind of got to roll with the punches with all this COVID stuff. And every day is different. And every day is going to bring a new challenge. And every day is going to have something different that pops up. And, you know, it's you know, I'll be as nice as I can. It sucks, man.
Yeah.
Because we had such a good fall camp. We had such a good summer. We had such a good fall camp. We were really looking forward to seeing some new faces and some guys that were coming back. And, you know, everything was looking pretty good for us. And then, yeah, the close contact bug is what's really getting me right now.
Yeah, right. Now, as a coach, when you guys are putting together, you know, like you said, just a string of great practices, and then this comes along, it's a disruptor for sure. But, you know, how is that? Has it impacted your team on the field? You know, has it been a distraction?
You know, I think our guys have done a really good job of understanding that adversities and challenges are going to come up with this. So we prepped mentally from the day one of fall camp. Guys, something's going to happen where we're not going to be able to control it, and we're not going to be able to make it better, whatever. So how do we move forward and positive and all the stuff that you want to talk about? And so for us, you know, once we have something happen, you know, we told our guys, we're going to take the utmost precaution for your guys' safety, no matter what. And so, you know, a couple guys figure out that, hey, I might have been in close contact or whatever. Okay. We go through the process and the school's protocols that we have. And if it affects a certain position group, if it affects multiple position groups, however, then we adjust our practice as accordingly. And so we've had some short practices, we've had some longer practices, we've had some just special teams practices. We've done some things to where our guys have been pretty adaptable. And for the most part, you know, I think they're not naive. Like, our guys knew that something at some point was potentially going to happen. And so we've been rolling with the punches pretty well. And, you know, it's a roller coaster. And I think that, you know, the maturity of our guys right now has never been higher, because, you know, this is real life stuff.
Yeah.
And I think that they're getting better as they're growing as young men dealing with this stuff.
Well, this conversation was supposed to be pretty much a pregame interview for what was going to be a game tomorrow at Briarcliff University. But instead, that game postponed until the 21st for the Jimmies. And then next Saturday at Dort, that game has also been postponed. Any news on a makeup date against Dort?
As of right now, no. That's an AD deal. Sean's dealing with the reschedulings and all that, and I'm just trying to make sure that I keep our guys mentally focused on what we need to do. So no, I haven't heard anything yet as far as the rescheduling of Dort.
Let's talk some actual on-field stuff. Get away from COVID for a bit here. You know, you said you guys had some great practices, great fall. What, if I ask you this, what excites you the most about this squad? What's your response?
You know, right now, before I single out anybody, to be honest with you, what I like about our squad right now, and this has kind of been our goal since day one when we arrived, like, we needed to become better teammates, right? And people that have listened to me talk already, like, that was one of my best or my biggest goals for our team. Like, I felt like when we first got here, you know, being the new coach, these guys were, they wanted to impress. They were kind of doing things on their own. There wasn't a lot of team-oriented goals, right? And so when you saw in fall camp, I mean, if you were there, you would have been able to see our guys were genuinely excited when other people were doing well. And so, you know, when a quarterback makes a really good throw and wide receiver makes an awesome catch, it's a contested DB, you know, the DB might get up and be pissed at himself, like, oh, I should have made that play. But I'll tell you what, that wide receiver is like, hey, man, that was awesome. Good job. And, like, there's things like that. Those are little things to me where back in the day, potentially, that would have been a complete crap-talking incident, and then you'd had a shoving match afterwards, and it would have been gong show, right?
Yeah.
Like, I'm trying to get rid of that because I am a firm believer that the better teammates we are, the better team we're going to be. Because if you're constantly being brought up and not torn down, the sky's limitless, right? Like you can keep going and keep going. And so what I was most excited about from fall camp and our practices was the genuine excitement for ourselves and our guys being able to pump each other up. And when you're constantly being brought up, like you want to live up to that expectation. If you're constantly getting torn down, well, then you don't feel like you're very good at all. And then it doesn't matter if you screw up. And so that was what I was genuinely excited about. You know, right now on the offensive side, you know, Kay Torgerson's kind of taking the reins as the quarterback this year, and he's done a really good job. I mean, the kid's got a cannon, and he's throwing 90 miles an hour from the bump in baseball. So, like, he's somebody that we're excited for. You know, Tanner Mathern comes back in the running back group that, you know, led us in rushing last year and really came on at the end of the year. And we brought some wide receivers in from the junior college ranks that are looking good. And then our guys that we return, you know, Garrett Mitchell and Marcus Giles are going to be guys that we're going to lean on heavily. They've been in the program now for 3 years and they stayed here all summer and worked their tail off. And I mean, you know, offensively it's looking good from a skill position standpoint. And then, you know, up front, we got a couple seniors that have been on the line for 3 years now, Carter Hanks-Laban and Christian Martinez. And we're bringing up some younger guys that haven't had a lot of reps yet, but you know what, let's go. And so offensively, I'm excited for the future and having some new guys step up and really have some old guys that are going to hopefully take that leadership role. And then defensively, you know, for us, man, we're going to fly around. We're going to bring some pressure. We're going to do the best that we can to get to the quarterback. And we bring back some guys that I think are going to be really good. You know, locally, you know, Aaron Mack started the last six games at inside linebacker last year. So he's going to be back in the mix. And you know, Paul Vandal is another local guy that, you know, was a spot player for us on the defensive line last year. And he took the reins and won the job this year. And so, yeah, you know, Ross Munson coming back from that injury that he had. I mean, we're, you know, it's at each level right now from D-line linebacker to the secondary. We got some Blue Jays that are going to be holding up the ranks. So
love it.
It's a pretty cool deal. And, you know, I'm heading over to Jamestown High School today to talk to a couple of their guys because we need to keep that train going.
Yeah. Awesome. I love to hear it. Jimmy's head coach, Brian Mistro, here on the program. First two games suspended. So now the season opener is the 26th against Northwestern. When you're game planning as a coach, trying to put that plan together, and then you get, you know, two games postponed on you, does that screw you up from a game plan focus? And then I know you still got a couple weeks until Northwestern, but overall, does it just kind of screw with the game plan of a week?
So yeah, it does. And you know what? We're football coaches, right? So like we're, for the most part, we're pretty concrete sequential guys. And so, yeah, were we preparing for Briarcliff? Heck yeah. And while we were preparing for Briarcliff, were we doing some initial stuff breakdown wise for Dort? Yeah. Well, now when those games get postponed and you don't have them anymore right now, it's like, well, we'll put that back into the files because we'll use it at some point unless something drastically changes from their film of their games that they play. And then you just move on. And there, you know, you could sit there and sulk about it, or you could just, hey, well, we got to move on. Let's keep her going. And I think that, you know, from us as a staff, you know, we're going to roll with the punches and whatever hands we're dealt. And so we're doing just fine as far as that from a mentality standpoint of game planning. It'll be, I mean, they're going to have two games before we play them. So we'll see what those games look like. And then we'll go from there.
So NFL kicks off this weekend. You got a favorite team?
Well, I was born on the south side of Chicago, so I'm a Bears guy. My family had season tickets forever until we moved to Arizona. And so if my father's listening, I was brainwashed from a very young age.
Do you like Mitch Trubisky starting week one again?
I'm a football coach, right? So I'm a firm believer that if they're going to put that guy in the position to be the starter and they trust him and they think that he's the guy, then he's the guy. No one else really can say anything else. You know, could I sit here and say, you know, it'd be weird to have Deshaun Watson or Pat Mahomes instead of Mitch Trubisky? Well, obviously those things have panned out, but you don't know how they would have done in the system that the Bears had. And so as far as I'm concerned, he's our guy. So why be mad at your guy? Let's go. Let's get better and keep getting it done.
That is a picture perfect coach's response. I loved it.
Well, here's the deal, man. I don't want to be judged if I play somebody and like, why the hell are you playing him? Well, because he's the guy that we put out there right now.
No, I hear you. I completely hear you. Hey, I'm a Packers fan, and I love Mitch Trubisky starting for the Bears.
Whoa. Well, your draft was really good too, bud.
Hey, whoa. You don't know what he's going to pan out like in 2 years. Sit behind Aaron for a bit. Oh, you never know. Maybe a third straight Hall of Fame quarterback.
Well, you never know. Let's see who he throws to.
Yeah, no kidding. Brian, thanks a lot, man. I appreciate it. And good luck in a couple weeks. I'm sure we'll talk before then, though.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks very much. Go Jimmys.
Jimmys football coach Brian Mistro on deck.